Phoneboy Speaks, episode 177. Why jailbreak again? One of the comments I heard in my feed is that iOS 7 is going to cause some people to stop jailbreaking because a lot of the extra features that they added via jailbreaks are now just part of the operating system. And so why make your device less secure, and why added stability to your device by jailbreaking? And quite honestly, I've never understood this. I mean, I did jailbreak myself, and it was primarily to unlock the device, which I needed to jailbreak it to do that at the time. And once I got an official unlock, my reasons for jailbreaking kind of went away. Now, I did experiment with one interface tweak in iOS 4. There was a patch to basically add what is now Notification Center in, which was added officially in iOS 5. And that was one interface tweak I picked. And it didn't seem to have too many issues, so that was a pretty safe one. But in general, what I hear from people that jailbreak their iOS devices is that because of some of the tweaks that they use, it's the device is less stable, and the developers just kind of go, yeah, well, we didn't test that, so and it may not work correctly as a result, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what is jailbreaking? Just to kind of back up for a second. So jailbreaking is essentially running a software exploit against your device to remove the restrictions that iOS puts in place to ensure that only software that comes from the iTunes store can actually run on the device. Once the device is jailbroken, you can pretty much run anything you want on it. And if you like to hack and tweak and run things, some people use it for pirating software, which of course I don't condone, but that is one reason that people jailbreak. So anyway, but most legitimate reasons for jailbreaking, I mean, I don't think it's really good if you want to do that just to tweak things. If you want to tweak things, you really should just use Android, because let's face it, Android is more open, and there are many, many different versions of Android you could potentially run on your device beyond what the carrier, the operator, or the handset maker puts on there. You can load a CyanogenMod and all kinds of other stuff, and you can put your own tweaks on there. And again, Android's more open and lets you do some of that stuff. The other reason people would jailbreak an iOS device is because they like Apple's hardware but don't like their software. Okay, fine. But I think the hardware on the Android side of the house is getting pretty good. And certainly with the latest high-end handsets from the likes of Samsung and HTC, there's really no reason to jailbreak an iOS device anymore. If there's some things you don't like in iOS, fine. I think you'll have more to like in iOS 7, but I just don't see why people feel the need to jailbreak iOS. Certainly with iOS 7, a lot of the interface tweaks and stuff that people were doing become unnecessary. And I kind of wonder what future Cydia has in iOS 7, because as I say, the legitimate reasons for jailbreaking are kind of rapidly evaporating. And I think, I know there's always going to be people that are going to do it just because they can. But I think for legitimate users, if you want to tweak, go Android. Don't do this on iOS, because you're just making your device less secure and less safe. And or less stable. And there's just no reason to do that. I say, Android is good if you want to tweak. iOS is good if you want something stable and something that works. That's my two cents anyway. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.